Hello and welcome to the mini episode of The Rufus Project, your fortnightly guide to whatever is grabbing our attention at the time. I'm your host, Trevor Holland, and you will soon be hearing from my good friend, co-host and king of cult cinema in Brisbane, Christian Fletcher. But what do we have in store for you in this, the second last episode of season 3 of The Rufus Project? Can you believe that? I can't believe that. Let's move on. Well, I'm going to try to stay upbeat while looking back at some of the major events that we've seen over the past year. Oh boy. And Christian, however, will be much more upbeat because he is looking at some of the best movies for you to watch over the seasonal break. We will, of course, have more information about our next redeeming features cast. It's a doozy. And Christian will be giving you a list of his upcoming events. In the meantime, though, sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Now, as I am sure many of you have worked out by now, that I've started another podcast with my wonderful wife Susie called What the History. So I thought I'd do a bit of a crossover. Just me, unfortunately, so if you want to hear Susie's voice, sorry you're going to miss out this time. But I thought, in the vein of What the History, I'd do a little piece I would like to call What the 2016. Because let's face it, this year has been amazingly bizarre. Sad, crazy, all rolled into one. It's almost hard to know where to begin. So I guess I will begin with those that have passed. Now, when I was looking through the various lists, I was just shocked at seriously how many names were coming up. And I think I'm not going to do an exhaustive list. I'm just probably going to focus mainly on some of the bigger ones and the ones that I felt a bit more personally throughout the year. I mean, before the year even started, at the very, very tail end of 2015, we lost Lemmy from Motorhead. And I think a lot of people were still getting over that when, in very quick succession, we lost both David Bowie and Alan Rickman. That was tough. Everyone's Eurovision host favourite, Terry Wogan, left us. The very funny English actor Frank Kelly, probably best known for his role as Father Jack on the Father Ted series, passed away. We lost the very funny British comedian Ronnie Corbett, and then not long after that we lost Prince. Oh boy, this is bumming me out already, and I haven't even got to the end of it. Boxing legend Muhammad Ali, actor Anton Yelchin, known for Star Trek, the Star Trek reboot. We lost Kenny Baker, the man who was inside R2-D2 in the Star Wars movies. You also would have seen him if you watched some of the films such as The Goonies, Time Bandits, and Flash Gordon. Gene Wilder. Gene Wilder. Passed. We lost Pete Burns, the lead singer of Dead or Alive. Leonard Cohen. Oh boy, and as I found out just this past week, we also lost Sharon Jones from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Like I said, I know I have not listed everyone out there, and I'm sure that some people have passed that you felt quite hit by as well. But just even that list itself is pretty overwhelming for me, let me tell you. In other strange news, we had the Australian government insist on trying to push through its legislation for a national plebiscite into same-sex marriage. Essentially, they wanted to ask all Australians if Parliament should vote on a bill to pass same-sex marriage. Australian Parliament was not going to be held accountable to the results of this plebiscite. The strongest supporters of same-sex marriage were usually against the plebiscite because of the fact that it would actually give money to people to make ads to say why same-sex marriage was wrong, which is just astonishingly stupid governmental policy. And when it came down to the crunch, it was defeated in Parliament and was a big waste of everyone's time when all they need to do is vote on the legislation. They didn't need a plebiscite when they changed the marriage rules in Australia to specify between a man and a woman not all that long ago. It was after the Australian Capital Territory introduced same-sex marriage that the federal government specifically changed the wording of the Marriage Act. That wasn't that long ago. Just think about that, guys. I'll get off my high horse now. In other astoundingly bizarre political news, Donald freaking Trump was elected President of the United States of America. I still am having troubles with this particular fact. It was through a process called the Electoral College that he got in, because apparently more people actually voted for Hillary than Trump when you looked at the actual votes cast by individuals. But again, why let the people get in the way of democracy? Yay, USA! And as I'm recording this, I mean, just over the weekend, we've had big earthquakes hit New Zealand, and as of today, reports of massive earthquakes in Japan. So, all in all, 2016 hasn't been full of happy. There's been some good stories, but let's face it, they've been pretty well overshadowed by just this barrage of death and strange occurrences. I don't know how else to put that. However, you know what, we've still got just over a month left in the year, so things might turn around. Let's look to the future. People, let's just try to make this world a better place. Who's with me?
Doesn't seem quite right to be celebrating Christmas just yet, and after the year we've had, maybe it is time for the festive season. And to get listeners ready, I've got a list of some Christmas movies that you should possibly watch this month. Ones that you might have overlooked, ones that you might have seen before, and ones that are definitely due for a revisit. I recently surveyed Brisbane people on what movies they like to watch at Christmas time, and here are some of the results. A film which I've never seen before, but I think it might have been from the early 80s, is A Christmas Story, which seems to come up a lot. There's, of course, Chris Columbus's Home Alone, and one that always seems to be a favourite of people and has recently been adapted into a stage musical. You've got Will Ferrell in Elf. As we've looked at in the Redeeming Features podcast, ensemble movies can be a bit hit and miss. Now, one that seems to actually work is Love Actually, which I managed to see for the first time last year. And yeah, it does work. And I can see why this is getting a lot of outdoor screenings around Christmas time and is a favourite of the period. Miracle on 54th Street was remade in the 90s. To be honest, both versions are just as great. Try and seek out the 30s version, but I don't think you can go, you still can't go wrong with the 1995 version as well. Bad Santa 2 is now in cinemas, which it follows on from the runaway hit from the early 2000s. So maybe it's time to look back at the original Bad Santa. Definitely not recommended for children. Cutting the line between Halloween movie and Christmas movie, you've got The Nightmare Before Christmas by Tim Burton. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, I think that's shown on TV every year, and you can't go wrong with that. Then there's It's a Wonderful Life, the 1946 film starring James Stewart and Donna Reed. One I never even thought of, Monty Python's The Life of Brian, if you want to look a little bit out of centre. Someone even said to me the other day, you're going to be screening Die Hard, the ultimate Christmas movie. So you've got that filling the 80s action category. Some other ones that come to mind are Gremlins, Krampus, which was released last year but didn't actually get an Australian theatrical release. So that is now available on DVD. That's the horror comedy that is very similar in vibe to Gremlins. I'm sure there's plenty others. Gosh, I'm looking at a list in front of me of almost 1,000. My friend Mark and I sit down and do a Christmas movie advent calendar every year where we try and watch a Christmas movie every day in the lead up to Christmas Day. So wish us luck. Some of the titles I mentioned and many more will be included in this year's viewing. Merry Christmas and thank you for supporting the Rufus Project. Looking ahead at my upcoming events, wow, they're drying up for the year. With only December to go, we still have two very exciting big events to happen in Christian Fletcher world. We have Tommy Wiseau's The Room. Now, you've heard us mention the Citizen Kane of bad movies. This has to be experienced with an audience. We're screening it on Friday, the 2nd of December at New Globe Theatre, 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $15. Come along and see what has been dubbed the Rocky Horror Picture Show for a new generation. Audiences yell out things at the screen, toss around footballs, throw plastic spoons in the air. You have to experience this. Tickets are selling fast, so I recommend getting in and purchasing your tickets now through my website. On Saturday, the 10th of December, is Retro Rewind. This is a music video party at New Globe Theatre, which is showcasing videos and hits from the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s. From 6 till 7:30 p.m. will be music of the 50s and 60s. From 7:30 till 9 will be the music of the 1970s. From 9 till 10:30 will be the music of the 1980s. And from 10:30 till midnight will be the music of the 1990s. Tickets are $10 for this, or bring a group of four for only $30. To book for this and all of my other events, visit christianfletcher.com or head to Facebook and search for Christian Fletcher Events. So, what's in the pipeline? Well, in January, we're looking at something Elvis-related, something swimming pool-related. We will also be bringing back our Roaring Twenties movie nights, comedy commentary cinema, and a few extra retro parties that we might have missed this year. And of course, don't miss the return of the Rocky Horror Picture Show with a live floor show by Cards for Sorrow. You may even see some familiar faces from here on the podcast. Thank you for being involved and attending Christian Fletcher Events for 2016. I'm looking at you too, Trevor, and I look forward to presenting more in the new year. And thank you so much for listening to The Rufus Project. Without your support, we wouldn't keep going, but we love putting the podcast together every fortnight, including the Redeeming Features minicast. Don't forget to check out What the History, the sister podcast of The Rufus Project, featuring Trevor Holland and his wife, Susie.
Thank you so much for listening to The Rufus Project. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed putting it together. Now, this is the second last episode for the season, and we would still love to hear from you, particularly if you have any suggestions, requests, or feedback for us to take into the next season of The Rufus Project early next year. It's super easy to get in touch with us. You can head to our homepage, rufusproject.com, and leave a comment below this very episode. You can find The Rufus Project nice and easy on Twitter and Facebook, or you can send us an email to podcast@rufusproject.com. If you want to keep up to date with what Christian's up to over the break, you can follow him at christianfletcher.com or follow Christian Fletcher Events on Facebook. However, don't forget, we have got one more episode to go, and we are going out with a doozy. At my suggestion, we are checking out Doctor Strange. Not the latest big blockbuster, but the 1978 TV movie. I have no idea what it's going to be like. The trailer looks amazing, and here's a little taste of what we're subjecting ourselves to.
This modern hospital may seem worlds apart from the days of ancient sorcerers, but for psychiatrist Stephen Strange and his beautiful patient, this is where those worlds collide, and the nightmare begins.
We're here interviewing the founder of the LeFay Method, a woman who in the last few days seems to have taken at least a part of New York City by storm, so to speak. Here to tell us more about it is the force behind the LeFay Method, Morgan LeFay. Ms. LeFay, can you tell us just what it is exactly that the method does?
Quite simply, it unlocks the hidden potential within you. It's a way of realizing your own powers and using them to get what you really want out of life.
There was an old man and pushed him over a railing in front of a car.
Nothing Stephen Strange learned in medical school could prepare him for an attack by an evil sorceress from the fourth dimension. A villainess who can only be stopped by an earthly master of the mystic arts.
Come in.
Thank you.
You're telling me you're a sorcerer.
I came here to try to help a patient of mine.
That does not do this justice. This trailer is just so 70s, I may have to grow a handlebar mustache just to watch it. Now, the moral of this episode of The Rufus Project is the person may be gone, but their legacy lives on. R.I.P. to all the fantastic talent that we've lost this year. It's just good to know that we can still enjoy your creations. I know it's a bit serious, had to be done. See you next time.